This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. We're actually going to start out with a special guest tonight. We don't have guests on this show very often. It is a caller-focused program. However, now and then, somebody special comes across our, you know, I guess, options that are out there. And, Mark, you introduced me to this interviewee tonight. Who is this?
That's correct. This is Tarl Hunt. He goes by Thunt, and he is a he's the web comic artist for one of the most popular web comics on the internet. It's called Goblins.
I had heard of the Goblins comic before.
I suspect you've heard of it because I've talked about it on multiple occasions.
You're a big fan, huh?
I am. I've read everything. I found it one day. I consumed it all in like 24 hours. The guy probably spent 5 years writing all of the things that I read in 24 hours. And I don't know whether that's a compliment or not.
Well, let's bring him on here. And I think it's actually pronounced Terrell. Terrell, are you with us?
Yeah.
Excellent. Glad to have you here on Free Talk Live. Now, our number here tonight is 800-259-9231. Is it all right with you if, you know, interested folks call in and ask you questions?
Oh, yeah, that's totally cool.
Okay, good, good. But the reason you're on is twofold, I think. One, you've got a situation where you're looking to, I guess, there's a housing foreclosure going on up there in British Columbia where you live, and you're looking to purchase that house from the person that owns it.
Yeah.
We can talk about that in a little bit. But also, you apparently at one point tried to come down to the United States for some reason and were stopped by some nasty people calling themselves the Border Patrol.
There was a situation. This was last year now. I was invited to be a guest at Kineticon.
Which is a huge con.
Out in the USA.
Yeah,
well, I imagine. I've never been there, so I've heard you know, great things, and they were like the people I was talking to involved with them, where they were fantastic. And then we got down there. We were crossing over to the USA. It was late at night, so the actual border, but like in Canada, was closed down. So what they do is they fly you over to Minneapolis, I think it was. You go through the border there, they act as the border at that point, and then, presumably they let you through, and then we were going to continue on from there.
Hang on, I'm a little confused on that process. So you're crossing, you were attempting to cross where, and they flew you to Minneapolis?
It was when Minneapolis, right, Danielle? Yeah. Yeah, we were basically, what would normally happen under normal circumstances is we're in Canada, we're about to board the plane that's going to go into the U.S., and we go through the border check there in the airport in Canada. But when it's late at night, I guess, they close that down. They put you on the plane anyways, fly you across the border into the U.S. In Minneapolis. You get off the plane, and at that point, once you're off the plane, we're on U.S. soil, but they're not going to let us out of the airport until they basically clear us to enter the USA, even though we're already in the USA.
Got it. So you were flying,
yeah,
you were driving. I'm sorry, I missed that. I missed that point. Okay.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I should have mentioned. Yeah, we're in an airport and then boarded a plane. So we got off the plane, I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to mess around with the border guard. So I wrote down everything on my little declaration card. And I had this much merchandise, and I'm going to be selling it at the convention, and just basically let everything out. And I figured whatever they're going to charge me for taxes is fine. I just want them to know everything, because I'd hate to lie and get caught and be in big trouble. So he looked at my card, looked at all the, you know, I'm bringing books across and merchandise for my comic, and at that point he, pulled me aside, and he pulled my my girlfriend Danielle aside too, and asking us all these questions. And at that point, he asked, "Well, who's going to be selling the books over there?" And we said, "Well, we are. They're giving us a booth." And and we're selling the books. And he said, well, you're stealing jobs from Americans. Well, no, first he said, where's your work visa? And we were like, work visa? We don't need a work visa, do we? And he said, yeah, you do. You're stealing jobs from Americans because you're actually, you're selling stuff over there. You're coming over to the USA to sell things. And so I was, you know, I didn't want to argue with this guy. This guy was really pretty serious. So he was saying you can't come across. We're going to kick you out, and you have to fly back to Canada at your own expense.
Wow!
And we're sort of like not, you know, inwardly flipping out. We're staying calm and cool because, you know, I've seen cops, people who, you know, who start yelling at the officers, it never goes well. So I'm just sort of keeping cool, and I was asking him some questions, and one of the questions was, well, what if I didn't sell anything? Like what if, because he was saying, if you had someone over there at the convention, a U.S. citizen, to sell these things, then this would be no problem, but you can't handle money. And I was like, but it's the same merchandise, it's the same convention. And he said, you can't handle money, you can't do this. And so I said, oh, that's fine. Like, there'll be people at the convention who gladly do this, like, if once I explained this to them. And he said, it's too late now, you've already told me this. So I said, okay, right. Well, I'll tell you what.
You can't even be informed of what the rules are so that you can follow them because you had some other plan. I mean, you know, how hard would this be? You're a popular artist. There are lots of fans. I'm sure some of them would be happy to sit down and handle your money for you, especially for a small, little stipend or something like that. And then their rules would be satisfied. But no, you've mentioned that you thought something contrary to their rules, even though you didn't know their rules.
Right. Yeah. And the thing, it's hard to find out the rules. Like,
right.
Get on the phone and try to find out this stuff. You'll have a really hard time doing
right.
it.
Right. I mean, Mark, you're presuming that the rules actually exist and that this guy wasn't just making crap up. I mean, because the government bureaucrats can just say whatever it is they want to, and they're never held accountable for it. So, I mean, had you asked at that point in time, it wouldn't have done anything. But had you asked to see the rules, this guy would have got all blustery and, might have put you in a cage for that. So they don't have to show you anything, and they can just say whatever they want and get away with it.
It's funny you mentioned the cage because my next thought, like his attitude was, no, you're negotiating. Like when I said, how about I don't handle any money. I give you my word. I won't sell anything. I will hand it to the American citizens at the convention. The convention will sell it. And he started to get upset. He said, you're negotiating. You can't negotiate your way out of this. Once you told me your intention, that's it. There's no arguing your way out of this. I've made my decision. So he's doing his paperwork and things, and I said, okay, that's fine. And then I said to him, you know what, I'll just ditch all my merchandise. I'll throw it in the garbage right now because I'm supposed to be there doing panels and things, and,
yeah.
You know, this will cost me money, but
right,
I
your
have
fans
to
want
it.
To see you. I mean, for you, that's a crazy thing to do, but it makes sense because this is a big event. You've never been before. Your fans are going to be expecting to see you. You were willing to do whatever it took to get there.
They had been advertising that I'm going to be there, and
right.
You know, so people were going there because I was going to be there and things.
Oh man!
And I felt, you know, I felt crappy that they did that. But so when I started to throw the merchandise out, he got upset, and that's when he started saying, "You could go to prison for this. You're trying to cross over into the USA, and you're trying to work without a work visa." And he basically was telling me in a very professional manner, "Shut up, because you might go to prison today." Like.
Wow.
Is what he said to both Danielle and I. And at that point, Danielle and I, we both shut up. Like, we were being polite, but we were asking a lot of questions.
Sure.
At this point, I'm not interested in what my rights are. I'm not interested in arguing. I just don't want to go to jail, you know. So I'm, you know, yeah, okay, I'll shut up. And so he's doing the paperwork, splits us up, puts us into two different interrogation rooms, which looked surprisingly like the kind of interrogation rooms you see in TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like police situations.
Sure.
Whenever you see it in real life, they always say, well, it's not like the movies. Real life is...
Terrell, can you hold that thought for just a moment? You can stick with us for a little bit, right?
Sure, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with more with Terrell Hunt. He is the artist behind the Goblins comic. Goblinscomic.com is where you can go to see his work. It's free. Goblinscomic.com. We're going to come back with more of his story about the Border Patrol situation. We'll talk about what's going on with his house. 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. Maybe you've got a question for Terrell. He's here with us. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, but right now, if you've got a question for Terrell Hunt from the Goblins comic, now would be a good time to get on the lines. We will get to your thoughts here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, by the way, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, where you can get archives, go way back, all the way to late 2006. All of it is free. You don't have to log in. You don't have to jump through hoops. It's just free. at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL, C-A-I can handle that for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. You can see their banner at the top one at freetalklive.com, SACL, C-A-I.
Terrell Hunt is with us from GoblinsComic.com, one of the most popular online comics out there. Some people have said it's the most popular.
It certainly sits at number one at TopWebComics.com on a pretty regular basis.
So, Terrell, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, so we've been talking about, I'd like to touch on your business model as well, because I'm sure it's somewhat similar to what we do here, where we give away the product up front and then kind of monetize it in other ways. But we're talking about an experience you had that actually, unfortunately, isn't uncommon. I don't remember what his name was, but there was another author from Canada that also attempted to cross the border. And this was probably 3 or 4 years ago now. It's a little fuzzy. But anyway, this other guy attempted to cross the border. I think he was going to a sci-fi convention of some sort. And a very similar encounter happened where they basically said, yeah, you can't come here. You're going to kill our economy or something absurd like that. And you were told that as you were going to what I presume is a comics convention, what was the convention called again?
Kineticon.
Is that a comics convention?
Yeah, yeah. Big one.
So it's a sci-fi fantasy gaming convention, yeah.
Gotcha. So the whole gamut. You're going to this huge convention. They're expecting you to be there. They've advertised that you're going to be one of the, you know, premier attractions, if you will, at this, this convention. And then you're stopped at the border checkpoint, essentially. This is in an airport where the customs office. Was it customs or border patrol?
It was, I guess I... It was a guy in an outfit.
A man with a gun. That's all that matters.
A badge.
Yeah, and an officious attitude as well. So he tells you that, yeah, buddy, you're not coming through because you're taking American jobs and you tried to do whatever you could to get out of this situation and get through and come to the so-called, you know, United States. When you even offered to get rid of all the products. You brought some books and some things like that to sell at this convention, which, you know, is a smart thing to do. Your fans are going to want you to autograph things and buy things from you. And you even offered to throw everything away. Look, man, just let me in and I'll just toss everything. And then you don't have to worry about me selling anything. And that still didn't work. He then threatened to put you in a cage.
He used the P word. He said you could go to prison for this. Hmm. But the thing is, I'll mention what happened. Like he brought us into separate interrogation rooms, and one officer was interrogating me, and another one was interrogating Danielle, my girlfriend. And the thing that freaked us both out was like we were being talked to as though we had been caught trying to like smuggle heroin across the border or something. Mm-hmm. And he was explaining to me that, okay, we've got Danielle in the other room. We're going to ask her the same questions we're going to ask you, and if those questions don't match, and he said it again, you could go to prison. You could both go to prison today. And I was, you know, we had no intention of lying, but I'm thinking, what if, like, you know, she gets my mother's maiden name wrong or something? Like, what if, like, you know, like I say we lived at our previous address for 3 years, and it was actually 4, you know, and Danielle says 4. So I'm, you know, I was pretty freaked out. And then on top of that, I'm really, really upset about the fact that I'm not going to get to go to the, you know, the convention that I'm supposed to. I'm trying to figure out how much trouble am I going to be in. So I'm answering these questions. We were both interrogated, I would imagine, for about an hour or so. but I think I want to point out that everybody involved here, like the customs officers, were they were very professional. Like, nobody insulted us. Nobody pushed us around or did anything, like, inhumane. They were following the law, but I think the problem, like, with following the letter of the law to that extent is the more people that the law or the rule applies to, I think the more you have to sort of look at each individual situation. Like, if there's a rule for 3 people, that rule is going to be designed for those 3 people, and it's going to fit really, really well. If there's a rule for 3 billion people, then there's going to be a lot of people. I mean, the laws of eventuality dictate there's going to be people that aren't going to fit into this rule, into this law. And I think what you need is you need someone who's going to be able to say, okay, you know what, this law that we have that says you can't come into the USA and start selling stuff it applies 9 times out of 10, and it actually fits, and you are actually stealing jobs from Americans, which is something I don't want to do. But it's not like somebody else is out there selling my books.
Right.
And if I go over there, you know, I'm kicking some American, I'm going to sell my books now, your family's going to go hungry.
It's,
you know,
the most absurd assertion that I've ever heard, because if you'd known about this, and like you said, it's impossible to know what their laws are. It's impossible to even begin the process of attempting to discern what they are. And even if you could find their laws, it's almost impossible to actually understand them, to comprehend them, because they're written in legalese, and that's not even really English. So even if you could figure out, even if you knew this in advance, you could have simply boxed all your stuff up, put it in, you know, go give it to UPS or FedEx or whoever it is that ships out of Canada, ship it down, DHL, ship it down to the convention hotel, and have it delivered there for you. Nobody would have batted an eye at that and then just gone through and, yeah, I'm here for, you know, business meeting. And they probably would have let
right,
you through.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm selling Canadian-made materials at a convention, which is, the whole event is designed to bring creators of, you know, art and materials from other places over to this. You know, you're supposed to go to this convention, look at all this different stuff from different people from different areas. That's the whole point of it.
And I'd imagine it's an international convention in that people are coming in from all over the place, not just the United States, not just the vendors or whoever, but also just the attendees are likely an international crowd at a convention that's large enough.
And wouldn't it do more damage to the American economy if you don't go when the promoter promised that you'd be there?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like I was saying, I think this law applies most of the time. But, I mean, you have to, if you have a law that's designed to apply to millions or billions of people, you have to have the ability to use your brain and look at each individual case. And sometimes it's not going to apply. You can't have a law that applies perfectly to millions and millions of people and fits every person, you know, unless it's something really extreme like don't murder, you know. But,
well, it doesn't actually. Yeah, murder includes the terminology lawful killing. So when it comes to, you know, police are allowed to kill you if they want, and you know, they tend to get away with it. If you'll just take a look at the slaying and on the BART, it's some kind of underground train in San Francisco. Guy's handcuffed, cop pulls out his gun, shoots him right in the back, and right on video, and he got 1 year manslaughter for that. So
I think it was 11 months. Yeah,
yeah. It's remarkable. But when the officials do it, it's their thing. Now I really want to talk about your marathon that you have going on, and your business model, because I think that this is to some extent revolutionary.
All right, we'll come back with that here. Terrell is willing to stick with us up through the entire hour here, so plenty of time. Also, if you want to get your question in for him, he's here. 800-259-9231. Terrell Hunt from the Goblins Comic at goblinscomic.com. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, dial in toll free, and take control of these airwaves here. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We're going to get right back to our special guest here, Terrell Hunt from Goblins. You can go to goblinscomic.com to take a look at it. In fact, go way back. I mean, like all the way back to the beginning of the Goblins comic, which is basically what you did, Mark, when you found the comic. You just voraciously devoured the entire website.
Yeah, it's a beautifully drawn, kind of cute comic where, you know, Thunt does a really great job, creating these cute characters, and then, of course, he's got, the female characters of Big Rex, and, everything somebody wants to see, somebody like a D&D nerd from back in the 80s wants to see, and it's, all these references to Dungeons and Dragons. Goblins are kind of this first level monster that first level characters get some experience points by killing, mm-hmm. and this is done from their eyes, and I really enjoy it.
By the way, if you are, there's plenty of D&D geeks in the Liberty movement, that's for sure, and a lot of them have made the move up here as part of the Free State Project, as we did back in, late 2006. There are more people coming. The Free State Project has reached over 11,000 participants at this point. We want to reach 20,000, though, so if you love freedom and you're willing to do something about it, then go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. Get signed up and then join us up here in New Hampshire. That's freestateproject.org as we go back to Terrell Hunt from Goblins at goblinscomic.com. Terrell, are you still with us?
Yeah, still here.
All right, good to have you back. We've already talked, I think, in quite a bit of detail about you being stopped at the border, basically. You were flying down from Canada, attempting to go to a convention, this huge convention. They stopped you and said, you're going to steal Americans' jobs if you come here and sell some books, which, of course, is absolutely absurd. Thankfully, they haven't figured out, I guess, that I recently bought something from Amazon.ca, the Canadian Amazon website, when I could have bought something from the Amazon.com. So, therefore, I guess I was stealing a job from the Amazon.com warehouse worker and instead giving it to the Amazon.ca warehouse. It's just absolutely absurd, the idea that people, human beings, on this plot of land can't do business with somebody on another plot of land. It's completely arbitrary. if you had encountered a different border bureaucrat, it likely would have gone much smoother. This guy clearly had to stick up his butt for some reason, and I'm glad that you didn't get thrown in a cage, but ultimately you were interrogated for over an hour in one of their interrogation rooms, as was your girlfriend, I believe, and thankfully they didn't do anything to you after that. They forced you to go back to Canada, though. Is that correct?
Yeah, they did. We were, we just remained as polite as we could, as cooperative as we could, and, you know, just basically going with the flow. I didn't want to, like, wave my hands around and start yelling or anything. I knew, it's not like if I yelled at them, they're going to say, oh, you know what, you raised your voice really loud. Okay, go on through.
Yeah. when was this, by the way? You said it was a few years back?
What, pardon me?
Was this a few years back? When was this that this happened?
This was last year.
Last year, okay. So you haven't, has the convention happened again? Are they going to try to have you back?
No, this year's convention, it just happened, I think.
Okay.
And actually, I haven't gone back, and the reason why I haven't gone back is because they kicked us out. We were escorted onto a plane leaving for Canada. We were not allowed to have our passports back. The flight attendant was instructed, give us our passports back when we land on Canadian soil, and not before then, like not in the air, because I guess we could turn the plane around, I don't know. But so we were escorted by the officer onto the plane. We were land back in Canada, given our passports, but before we were kicked out, the officer explained to us that we're now on a list. And we're not allowed back into the USA for any circumstance. It doesn't matter if, like, we want to go in for a funeral or whatever. We can't go into the USA unless we have work visas. Because we've been kicked out for this. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, normally we would have been turned away before we could get on the plane that leaves Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But because that area, that checkpoint was closed down for the night, we had to go to the American one.
Incredible.
We would have just been turned around and, you know, right, we wouldn't have never gotten on the plane. So it became a much bigger, more stressful experience because of that. And the frustrating thing is we got in so much trouble because I was completely honest, because I declared absolutely everything. If I saw they were waving everybody through, you know, the people with, you know, backpacks and bags, and they could have had anything in there. They were just, what's your purpose here? Okay, for whatever reason, go on through. And I'm sure they would have done the same thing to Danielle and I.
It's horrible.
But it's because when you looked at my card that said I have this many books and this many T-shirts and I'm gonna sell them, that's when he stopped me and pulled me aside. So basically, for all his bravado, all his like legislative aggression, all of that, what that taught me was I'd better lie, or I'm going to get in trouble. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to lie, you know, at the border, but that's the direction it pushes me in. It pushes me
absolutely
in that direction. Someone who doesn't like lying, what's that going to do for someone who already has an animosity toward official figures? You know, they're going to absolutely lie.
Yeah, it absolutely incentivizes that kind of behavior. And you know, this story, I found one of the most compelling ones on your blog at goblincomics.com because, you know, it really, I guess it's...
You said that wrong. It's goblinscomic.
Did I say it? Goblinscomic.com, excuse me. Goblin Comics is what I said. You should buy that one too, Thun.
Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
You can just Google the word goblins. It comes up. It's the first thing that comes up.
Perfect.
So, Tara, I'm sorry. I was going to ask you, what happened with that convention? You probably had to call them and say you can't make it. What happened as a result of you not being there?
They were very understanding. They were really surprised. Everybody, first thing I did when we got back, we went back into the house. I sat down at the computer, and I went online and told everybody, I'm really sorry, I'm not going to be there. And I wrote out this long blog post and then, you know, went and got 8 hours of sleep because we had just flown to the U.S. and back.
Mm-hmm.
We were exhausted. But, I talked to the convention and explained to them as well that we're not going to be there. And they were really understanding, really surprised, but no one was mad at us. And in fact, the whole process cost Danielle and I a little over $2,000.
Jesus.
Because, you know, we have to fly back at our own expense and everything. There's no refunds for the tickets or anything like that. And you know, there's things like hotel rooms and stuff and what was it? It was train tickets on the way back that we couldn't get refunded for and things.
Mm.
So it cost us a little over $2,000. And what happened was the fans of the comic started donating to us to make up for this. And we actually, we made a little over $5,000. They gave us a little over $5,000.
Incredible.
After everybody had finished donating. And like we've joked, that it's the most profitable convention we've never done.
You know, and this is what I want to talk about, though. This is the whole purpose of the interview for me, is to talk about your amazing fans. Now, I'm going to let you fill in the holes here, but essentially you've got a problem with your living conditions. You've brought that, you were just going to deal with it on your own. Your girlfriend, Danielle, soon to be wife, your fiance, Danielle, decided it would be a good idea that you, if you bring it to the fans, let them decide. And some amazing things have happened. Tell us about the marathon.
Well, we're renting this house that the owner wants to sell, and it's this beautiful house. It's tucked away in the woods, since I work from home, it's a really quiet, great place to work in. She wanted to sell the house sooner. Like, the plan was we rent for a year or two, save up a down payment, and basically apply for a mortgage. All the things you're supposed to do when you're first time buying a house. And then we buy the house. She needed to sell the house faster than we had originally planned. And, so there was some talk about, like, well, why don't we do a donation comic, and then, raise money that way. And then I wasn't confident. I didn't want to, I don't like turning to the fans, every time I need money, it sounds, and even like just explaining it to you now, I'm thinking, geez, this sounds so grabby. But,
it doesn't to me, and I want to talk about this freemium model, essentially, when we get back. It is it's revolutionary, it's brand new with the Internet, and you're on the cutting edge of it.
More with Terrell Hunt in a moment here from GoblinsComic.com. There's more coming up, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want, but if you've got a question for Terrell Hunt from Goblins, the comic, goblinscomic.com, is where you can go to see it and see as many as you'd like, because like we do, he gives away his product for free on his website and then figures out other ways to turn it into a business enterprise. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question for him. He's with us at least through the end of this particular hour. And you can also, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can go and get interactive in various different ways. But if you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways that you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. The way that works is you send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our site. We take that $3 in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum and podcast and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Terrell Hunt, back with us here from goblinscomic.com. Now, Mark, you were talking about Terrell's freemium business model, and you were beginning to get into that there before we had to go to break.
Well, Terrell, I want to talk about the freemium business model, but I think the most important thing that's going on right now is his marathon. You're drawing comics on a webcam for, what, 18 hours a day, Thun?
The marathon right now that I'm doing is... So I'm allowing myself 6 hours of night asleep, and so I'm a little loopy right now. This is day three, I think, so I'm drawing straight for 18 hours.
So you're kind of, my experience of you reading your blog and hearing you talk on your webcam and stuff like that is that you're an extraordinarily intelligent and humble guy, and that it bothers you that you're kind of working for your listeners directly. But I think what I think is great about this is comics previously.
He's got viewers, not listeners.
Well, he's got viewers, readers of comics? I'm sorry. Whatever. Excuse me. So I worked at a comic book store back in the 80s. You couldn't publish a comic at one point in U.S. history without it going through Marvel and DC. So there was no access for essentially artists to deal with their consumers directly. Throughout human history, only the very rich could have artists, that they could be patrons of the art. But now, the average person, you bring, among other webcomics out there, but yours is an extraordinarily popular one, you bring this down to the consumer level.
Well, it's very different. The whole system is different. I mean, before the internet, there was a very basic setup for business. Is you want? I have a product. whether it's art or it's something useful, or whether it's I have a product, you have money, you're not going to get my product until you first give me the money that I say you have to, and then I give you the product. This has just been the fundamental basis of business. But and you were mentioning in the 80s, if I had said in the 80s, hey, I want to make comics and just give them out to thousands and thousands of people and then say, whenever and whatever you want to pay, that's fine. You know, like, they would have laughed at me. But
not only that, but it would have been technologically an impossibility because it would have required a huge investment on your part in printing them in order to give out to mm-hmm. people in the first place, whereas now the cost of distribution is next to zero thanks to the Internet.
Yeah, and that's exactly true. And it's been, the fans have proven that, like, if you give it away for free, you have the option of then buying the books, which are, you can read for free anyways. And the books have bonus material. They have extra things in them. But the basic story you can read for free. You never have to give me a penny. And in return, people are like, there's just an overwhelming sense of human decency. And it transcends the basic business model and
yes.
says that, like, you've been giving this away for free. Like right now, the goal for my donation drive that I'm doing is $30,000, which is something that I absolutely did not want to set a goal that high. But the idea was the donation drive is 40 days long. We're trying to get $30,000 in 40 days. We're on day three. And we're over $20,000.
Oh, right,
man. So this is this is what I'm talking about that your sort of innate humility to the point of naivety. You know, I mean, the reason that these people love you is not just because you draw a really cool comic, and you do draw a really cool comic, and I'll recommend to anybody, even people that haven't read, haven't played Dungeons & Dragons and stuff like that, to go to goblinscomic.com and read it front to back like I did. I think it's the best use of 24 hours that I've ever had. But, at the same time, your listeners said, yes, we want you to have this house. And they immediately begin dumping money in. I put some money in because I wanted, I want that to happen because you connect with your listeners on listeners, readers, viewers, all of that. You've got a live stream channel. You've got the web comic. You do a blog. You're completely accessible to them. If somebody wants to look at your live stream, they can. They can go there. They can listen to you talk. You ramble on, about the singularity and us having robot bodies in the future. How Star Wars is. what was the General Grievous you were talking about today? And how what was the idea there?
Oh, which one?
General Grievous.
I rant and grieve all the time. General Grievous. At Star Wars. Oh, yeah, that was like a 45-minute rant about the loopholes in Star Wars.
So you run a radio show, too.
So he does have listeners then.
He does everything. And
that's incredible, by the way. $20,000 in 3 days?
Yeah, so bam.
God.
It's amazing. I wouldn't. And the thing was, originally, when the house was going to go on the market much faster than we thought, and we weren't prepared for it, and I blogged about the fact that I think we're going to have to move again, and the fans went, well, that sucks, go ahead and do a donation drive, and I said, I'm not doing it for that much. And then I started getting angry emails from people saying, no, you do this. Do
wait
this
a minute, who came up with the number? Who came up with the 30,000?
Well, I've been talking to a mortgage broker, and we were talking about the price of the house and details, and he said, the minimum before you can even start looking into this is you need $30,000. And the thing was, the thing I haven't mentioned yet is we got served with papers, court papers last week or 2 weeks ago now, where they're foreclosing on the house, like they're foreclosing on the owner, which sped things up, which actually started this whole thing. We were finding out we're going to have, the bank is taking the house from the owner. We're going to have to get out fast, or come up with this crazy amount of money. So that's where this whole thing came from. And, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. And, the thing is, a lot of people have said, you've made, over $20,000 in 3 days. And they've been calculating that, this is how much it is per hour. And you're making an obscene amount of money. But the thing is that you know, I have to remember, and the people don't even have to remember, is that before I made a penny off this comic, I did it for free for 3 years.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. It took us 4 or 5 years on Free Talk Live to really start to make even a profit on this show, because we do the same sort of model where we give away all of our archives and we give away everything on the website, etc. Tell me something. We're short on time, Terrell. At goblinscomic.com, I'm there now. Obviously, I'm being presented with the most recent comic, and it is funny. But where does one go to contribute to this? It's not immediately obvious to me just looking at the site.
Right. If you go onto the site, then just below the comic, there's a blog post which explains the situation. It explains the donation drive. It explains how it works and where to donate. There's a link there. Or up top at the top of the page, in the menu bar, there's a link called Temps 11, and that's named after the character in the donation comic named Temps 8, which is a whole other story of explanation. But so those are the two points. Places you can click on.
Okay, I clicked Temps 11, and then there's a donate link there, right there at the top left. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's right above the little black and white comic there.
Thun, are you going to color in this new Temps Fate 11 that you've got here, or is this just a teaser?
No, I'm going to color that in, and we wanted to, because of the foreclosure, we had to move fast. So I basically just did a black and white, got that up as fast as I could. And at this point, it'll be colored, it'll be improved upon. And the basic idea of the comic, the Tempest comic, is the more money we get, the more the character in the comic kicks butt. So obviously he's going to be kicking a lot of butt.
There's a lot of puzzle solving, too, and I think that's very interesting. People can guess what the puzzles are and stuff like that. What kind of rating would you put on your comic? I mean, would parents let 8-year-olds read this? I mean, you've got cute round boobies, but they're usually covered. There's some cartoon, bright red cartoon blood, but it's not, since the characters are so sort of fantastic, it doesn't really, it doesn't strike me as gruesome.
Yeah, well, the idea, I'm not a big fan of the rating system. I think it's a little too generalized, but that's a whole other ball of wax. To give you an idea so you can decide for yourself if you're a parent with kids, there's no swearing, there's no nudity, there's no actual sexual content. There's juvenile kind of jokes, but nothing really dirty. There is blood.
So for sure, then teenagers. It sounds like to me would really
definitely
enjoy it.
Teenagers.
Hey, Terrell, we're out of time for this hour. I really appreciate you spending your time with us tonight.
No problem.
Thanks, Terrell, from GoblinsComic.com. More Free Talk Live coming up. Hour number two is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.